Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memorei Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Mot Katan Daf Chafaf, the third parak Be'el Megalkin. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Yitzhak ben Kalman Moshe and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, a machlokus was brought in a brayso regarding when it's forbidden for an avil to wear tefillin. Elazar holds that it's forbidden for the first 3 days of avelas, but starting from the third day and including the third day itself, he may wear tefillin. And if new people arrived on the third day, he does not remove his tefillin. Rashi explains that he need not be concerned that people who do not know that a few days of Shiva have passed will suspect that he's wearing tefillin on the first 2 days. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's forbidden to wear tefillin for the first 2 days, but starting from the second day, and including the second day itself, he may wear tefillin. And if new people came on the second day, he must remove the tefillin, for people might suspect that it's the first day of Shiva. Rav Masna said that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is based on the pasuk Yitmu Yimei Bechi Evo Moshe, and the days of tearful mourning for Moshe were completed. Days implies 2 days. Ravina said that Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning is based on the pasuk that states, and I will make the land as if in mourning for an only son, Vacharisa Ki Yom Mar, and its end like a bitter day. This implies that the most bitter mourning lasts for 1 day. Point number two, Asana Braisa Avo Shoshi Yamim Rishonim Asabashay Oshom. An Avo, the first 3 days of Shiva, is forbidden to greet others. From the third day until the seventh, Meshiv Ve'enu Shoel. He may respond to a greeting, but he may not initiate a greeting. And from then on, he may greet others and respond to greetings. The Gemara brings a conflicting price that relates that when Rabbi Akiva's sons died, all Yisrael entered and eulogized them greatly. And when they were about to leave, Rabbi Akiva stood on a large bench and said, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimru, our brothers, the house of Yisrael, listen to me. Even had I buried 2 married sons, I would have been comforted by the great honor you have given me. For if you came to honor Akiva, Hari Kama Akiva Bashuk, behold, there are many Akivas in the marketplace whom you do not honor in such a way. Rather, you came because you said, Torah Elkab Balibo, the Torah of his God is in his heart, and you want to give honor to the Torah. All the more so then is your reward double. Go to your homes in peace. Rush explains that this is a parting greeting, even though he was just starting Shiva. The Gemara answers, Kavod Rabim Sha'anik, showing kavod for the public is different, and it's mutter the first 3 days of Shiva. And point number three, the Gemara brought a brayso that say that once Shloshim has passed, one may greet an avil in an ordinary way and does not offer condolences. And then brings a conflicting brayso that states that if one meets an avil during the 12 months of Avelus, he offers him condolences and does not greet him. And after 12 months, he greets him and does not offer him condolences. But he may speak to him indirectly, which Rashi explains to mean that he says to him, Tisnachem, you should be comforted, but does not mention the name of the deceased. Rav Meir says that one who offers his condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me and I'll break it again and then heal it so you can see how good my treatment is. The Gemara answers that the last price was referring to someone who lost a parent, whereas the first price was referring to someone who lost another relative. So once again, the 3 points are, Malchokus was brought in a price regarding when it's forbidden for an avil to wear tefillin. Rabbi Elazar holds that he's forbidden for the first 3 days of avelas, but starting on the third day and including the third day itself, he may wear tefillin. And if new people arrived on the third day, he does not remove his tefillin. Rashi explains that he need not be concerned that people who do not know that a few days of Shiva passed will suspect that he's wearing tefillin on the first 2 days. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's forbidden to wear tefillin for the first 2 days, but starting on the second day and including the second day itself, he may wear tefillin. And if new people come on the second day, he must remove the tefillin, for people might suspect that it's the first day of Shiva. Rav Masna said that Rabbi Gazer's reasoning is based on the pasuk Yitmu Yimei Bechi Evo Moshe, and the days of tearful mourning for Moshe were completed. Days implies 2 days. Ravina said that Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning is based on the pasuk that states, and I will make the land as if in mourning for an only son, Vacharisa Ki Yom Mar, and its end like a bitter day. This implies that the most bitter mourning lasts for 1 day. Point number two is Tana Braisa Abba Shoshi Yamim HaRishonim Asa B'She'il Shalom. And Abba, the first 3 days of Shiva, is forbidden to greet others. From the third day until the seventh, Mashiv Ve'enu Shoel, he may respond to a greeting, but may not initiate a greeting. And from then on, he may greet others and respond to greetings. The Gemara brings a conflicting price that relates that when Rekiva's sons died, Niknesu Kol Yisrael V'Hispidum Hesped Gadol. All of Israel entered and eulogized him greatly. And when they were about to leave, Rabbi Akiva stood on a large bench and said, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimru, our brothers, the house of Yisrael, listen to me. Even had I buried 2 married sons, I would have been comforted by the great honor you have given me. For if you come to honor Akiva, Hari Kama Akiva Bashuk, behold, there are many Akivas in the marketplace whom you do not honor in such a way. Rather, you came because you said, Torah Elkab Balibo, the Torah of his God is in his heart, and you want to give honor to the Torah. All the more so then is your reward double. Go to your homes in peace. Rashi explains that this is a parting greeting, even though he's just starting Shiva. The Gemara answers, Kavod Rav Mishani, showing Kavod for the public is different, and is mutter the first 3 days of Shiva. And pointing with you, the Gemara brought a braisa that stated that once Shoshim has passed, one may greet an Avol in an ordinary way, and does not offer condolences. And then brings a conflicting braisa that states that if one meets an Avol during the 12 months of Avelis, Medaber Imo Tanchumin, Veino Shoa B'Shlomo, he offers him condolences and does not greet him, and after 12 months he greets him and does not offer him condolences. Of a Medaber Imo Minatzad, but he may speak to him indirectly, which Rashi explains to mean that he says to him, Tisnachem, you should be comforted, but does not mention the name of the deceased. Rav Meir says that one who offers condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me and I will break it again and then heal it so you can see how good my treatment is. The Gemara answers that the last braisa was referring to someone who lost a parent, whereas the first braisa was referring to someone who lost another relative. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Siman is a car, because car is pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The Chevra Kadisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing. Once again, in slow motion. The Chevra Kadisha Ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Chevra Kadisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding when it's forbidden for an avol to wear tefillin. Rabbi Lezer says he may not wear it for the first 2 days because the first 2 days are the most bitter, whereas Rabbi Shua holds that it's forbidden for the first day because the first day is considered the most bitter. So the Chevra Kadisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that even though an avol is forbidden to greet the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva was allowed to speak and send a parting greeting to all those assembled at the hesped for his sons, because showing kavod to the public is different. So the Chevra Kadisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing, which reminds us, the Gemara brings conflicting braisos regarding until when one offers condolences to an avol, and Rabbi Meir holds that one who offers condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me, and I'll break it again and then heal it so you can see how good my treatment is. So once again, the Chevra Kadisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazor, which will cover Daf Tezvav, Yudches, Yutes, and Chav. Daf Tezvav, so similar Daf Tezvav, is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Abel who sat next to a fruit bowl, that must be one Daf Tezvav, to Bishvat, fruit. The Abel who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, which reminds us that the Gemara brings us sources that prohibit an Abel from cutting his hair, wearing tefillin, and greeting others. So the Abel who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin and didn't greet those who came to comfort him had his Gemara closed, which reminds us that an Abel is prohibited from wearing Torah, but a Menuda and a Metzora can. So the Abel sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin and didn't greet those who came to comfort him had his Gemara closed and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were a simon not to work, wash, or wear shoes. Which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources that an Abel is prohibited from working, washing, and wearing shoes. Daf Yudches, the simon Daf Yudches is a chuppah. So here goes. The man biting his nails at the chuppah, that must be more Daf Yudches. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Shoshi Dvarim Nemru B'Tzafarnayim, three things were said in respect to nails, the Kovran Tzadik, Sorfan Chassid, Zorkan Rasha. One who buries them is a Tzadik, one who burns them is a Chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a Rasha. And the Gemara explains that the reason for not throwing them into a public area is Shematavar Alehen Isha Ubara Betapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chasm propose on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mutter Ars Isha B'Chol HaMoed, Shemi Yikad Benu Achir, it's mutter for one to betroth the woman on Chol HaMoed, lest another man preempt him and becomes engaged to her. And the Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this. But Rav Yehuda said, "In the Mishmo b'chol yom b'yom, bas kol yotzes v'omeres, bas poni v'poni." Every day, a bas kol goes out and says, "The daughter of so and so is destined for so and so." So, if a woman is destined for a certain man, how can another man come and marry? And the Gemara answers that Shmuel means shem yikadmenu acher barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. And the Gemara brings an incident to illustrate this. So the man binding his nails to the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chasna was a different day. Which reminds us, it was said, a person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. And the Gemara clarified this, referring to a rumor going around town. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. And if he had not thought of doing so, he had seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule.
Daf Yotess. So the Simmer Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes.
The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip. Yacht? That must be more than Daf Yotess. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, which reminds us that there's a machlokes whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda says, "Marim u'mocher shelo v'chos v'kos v'atzmo." He may do a ploy and sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can then sell his new tefillin and repeat the process throughout the chag. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, which reminds us, regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regal, Rav and Rav Huna both said, Gezeres batu, yamim lo batu. The restrictions of Shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. For Rav Shesha said, Afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled, and answers that if the person didn't shave before the regal, then he's forbidden to shave after the regal until the Shloshim period from burial is over. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on the Gezer Shava to a Nazir, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during Shloshim and answers that it's derived from the Gezer Shava, a para, growth, from the case of a Nazir. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avil must grow his hair for 30 days.
Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes.
When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be noheg one day of Avelis, which reminds us that the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'hafachti chagechem la'eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning, as the source that the main period of Avelis is 7 days, since it compares Avelis to a chag, which is 7 days. And the same Pasuk is brought to teach that Avel is for a Shmuel or Rechoka, a distant report, meaning a report that a relative died over 30 days ago is 1 day, comparing Avel is to Chag HaShavuos, which is only 1 day. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be Noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya, which reminds us there's a Malchokas whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel or Rechoka, a distant report, which hinges on whether the Chiyuv of Kriya is tied to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Shiva. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be Noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya. And the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn, which reminds us there's a machlokes over which relatives one mourns for. We learn from the list of relatives that a kohen must become tamei for, the 7 main relatives. Then the Chachamim added maternal relatives, and Rabbi Akiva holds that he also mourns al shniyim shalhem. There are secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father or son's son. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do you know that one is chayav avelis for 1 day for a Shmuel Rechoka? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you know that the person is not suspected of doing an event unless he did it, or he did part of it, or thought of doing it, or was happy when someone else did it? That's on daf Yod Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you know that which restrictions are canceled if someone buried his relative 8 days before the Chag? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a machlokes is whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokes is when an Avil is forbidden to wear tefillin, which is based on whether the first day or first 2 days are considered the most bitter? That's on daf Chafav. Good number six. Which daf do you learn is mutter to be mekadosh a woman on Chol Moed? Shemi kadmenu achir. That's on daf Yod Ches. Good number seven. Which daf do you learn one should not offer condolences after the 12 months of Avelos? That's on daf Chafav. Good number eight. Which daf do you discuss whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol Moed? That's on daf Yod Tes. Good number nine. Which daf do we discuss cutting nails during Chol Moed and Avelos? That's on daf Yod Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we machlokes regarding which relatives one mourns for? That's on daf Chaf. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which daf do we learn about the incident of Talmai HaMelech having the Zakenim separated to translate the Torah into Greek? That's on daf Tess and Megillah. Good. Number two. Which daf does Abai bring several Tanaim who hold that a sukkah needs to be a Diras Keva? That's on daf Zayin and Sukkah. Good. And number three. Which daf are three reasons given as to why the Ma'amados do not fast on Sundays? That's on daf Chav Zayin and Tinus. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.